Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Burt Show podcast. If you have a couple of seconds, we'd love for you to go online and give us a review. And if you like what you're hearing, 5 stars would be really, really nice. Thanks for listening to the Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Michael Jackson's youngest son, Blanket, is taking his grandma to court. So this all has to do with a $600 million catalog deal with Sony. So the executors of Michael Jackson's estates who were basically his accountants, they ended up selling a major stake in his masters and the rights to his songs to Sony. And his kids and most of his family were like, we don't want that. Like, we want to be able to have control of his masters, of his rights. Like, it's basically like somebody's retirement fund if they were still alive. It's their legacy they can leave to their kids, so that they can have control over their parents' work. And they ended up going into this huge legal battle. They ended up losing. And now Michael Jackson's mom and Blanket's grandma is like, we're not done with this. We want to continue to fight for this. And she wants to use funds from the estate to be able to do that. And Blanket is kind of like, hell no, you actually have money that you can use yourself. Apparently, according to Radar Online, she has a 7-figure allowance. And so he's like, rumors are saying that he's like, if you want to fight this, just use your own money. Mm-hmm. Don't use everything that we all have to share. So now he's filed an injunction, which is basically like a big stop sign asking the court to say, do not allow my grandma to do this. So they're going to court.
A couple of weeks ago, I coined a phrase called, and it goes something like this, more money, more problems. That's caught on pretty good.
As you?
I did that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Impressive.
A lot of people are using that now. once you think that you got it made because you're making cash, there is this problem after problem after problem, and he's not even with us anymore.
I know. I mean, when you have more money, people will sue you for just about anything. Then you see who your true colors are in your family, because people do anything to get their coin.
I didn't get past the fact that Michael Jackson's son's name is Blanket. Yes. I never knew that. I didn't know that was a thing.
So that means on the papers it says something like Blanket versus the state of blank. Or Blanket versus the Jackson estate.
And you just can't take a kid named Blanket seriously.
No.
Now, somebody else I can't really take seriously is Travis Kelce, because he's just adorable. And he came out on his podcast New Heights this week to talk about one of my favorite shows, Love is Blind. Love is Blind season 6 has been one of the best seasons of Love is Blind to date. And something that really freaked me out, and I don't know what it is about thinking that celebs are just like us, but the thought that they watch the same TV shows as us normies has always struck me as odd. I'm like, at what point are you just sitting down and turning on Netflix? So here's a clip from this season of Love is Blind. This is a character, a person who's on the show named Chelce, who was just in a very clingy moment with the guy that she had gotten engaged to.
Truthfully, we've been a little clingy.
Clingy? Clingy?
I felt like...
Are you kidding me? And you're calling me clingy? For you to say I'm clingy when I'm trying to do things for you to prove to you, like...
I'm telling you how I feel.
I love you.
I'm telling you how I feel.
Okay, this is a huge, huge deal for me.
It's a huge deal for me, too.
Because I'm clingy?
So she's in this moment where she's like, I'm clingy. And everyone's so annoyed by her. Well, Travis Kelce gets on his podcast and starts making fun of her.
Jason, you got to watch Love is Blind, man. It is the worst trash ever. It's worse than Catching Kelce, but it is so good. Honestly, I just want you to watch the one girl and to just hear her.
You think I'm clingy, really?
So Chelce had been on a plane when I guess that episode dropped, and she got off the plane to like hundreds of texts being like, Travis Kelce and probably Taylor Swift have seen you in your worst moment.
I just got the most mortifying news. I feel like I need to crawl under a rock at this point because Travis Kelce did an impersonation of me. And the only outlet that this man knows my name, or not even knows my name, knows me, is from whining like a baby back.
I feel so bad for her. If I knew Taylor Swift was at home watching me in my worst down bad moment, I would never recover.
Now, keep in mind also that Travis's podcast is like in the top 10 now, each and every week. So millions of people have heard that, and she just feels like the whole world is talking about her right now.
Well, hopefully that people continue to talk about her, because the one thing you got to get from a reality show is your bag. If you're going to come on and put yourself out there, put your relationship status out there, be vulnerable, be embarrassing, you got to walk away with a check.
I would feel like that's a win. Like, I wouldn't even be embarrassed by that. If all these people are talking about me, Travis Kelce talking about you, Taylor Swift knows who you are.
Yes.
That's a win.
Yes, I agree.
I know. I immediately went to the Netflix website. I'm like, are they coming back to Atlanta? I know they already went here, but can I go back? Can I be the next Kelce so Taylor Swift can know me?
So I watched the first season, right? Here's what I don't understand about the concept of this. How can you be clingy if you're talking to each other through a wall?
So they weren't behind walls at this point. Okay. So you fall in love with someone behind walls and then you get engaged. And basically she was like, oh my God, you're going out to clubs and why won't you stay home with me? And he was like, you're being clingy.
Quick.
Damn. Yes. To be fair, they were engaged. He is one of the most controversial relationships in Hollywood and he's finally ready to defend his taboo marriage. I'll tell you who's finally standing up for himself on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.